The show that never backs down and never shuts up. This is the Moon Grafond Show.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. It is the Moon Grafond Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Tax Pro Hotline. Top of the hour, Stephen Parson joins this stupid group called Climate Central. It came out and put information, even on our radio networks, grabbed hold of it and act like it was true and real about heat and all that crazy. So he'll join us at 10. I got Jay will join. I think it's Jay Young. He's going to join us about oil and gas, the price coming down. 11:32, Jason Isaac will join us. And I got someone in the trucking business at 11:02. He's talking about, they can't just fix stuff like in some states, like you got a company, you want to fix something, you can do it in-house, whatever. He says some of the stuff they're doing, making them, they got to go bring it to a certain place. It costs them way more to fix these vehicles. President Trump's involved in trying to change that. So that'd be interesting. I think you'd be interested in that as well. So I've been reading about Obamacare. The rolls have shrank dramatically in many states over the past year, new federal data shows. Okay, folks, COVID came. They did enhanced stuff. Obamacare was always designed to blow up. I know y'all have heard that 1,000 times, but it was. Barack Obama was such a liar, deceiving liar. But the media didn't care about that. They loved him, so they didn't care. If he said he lied about something, it was the truth, and they went with it. Obamacare would have probably already blown up if it had not been for COVID for those couple of years where we just kept sending money out. Obamacare is a disaster, total disaster. Well, Moon, they had special needs. I don't want to hear it. It was a disaster. It was crazy for us to ever get involved in this. And Obamacare is the worst thing. The only thing worse than that is a single-payer system, which the Democrat Party, they're trying to get us there. And the way they're going to get us there is because they designed a system to blow up money-wise. It's just always was going to be too expensive. When he said, oh, we're going to lower your car. All it was a lie. He just said the federal government's going to start dumping money. They dumped it in Medicaid. They dumped it in the system. Excuse me. They dumped it in exchange. Now, I'm one of those guys that paid a lot for it. But I do understand the plight of the average working man and the middle-class guy because that's who I am. I've never claimed to be anything outside of a middle class because I'm not. If you look at bank accounts and where you live and what you buy, I'm middle class. I got to go to work every day. I'm middle class. So middle class and small businesses had to jump into exchange of Obamacare because they were forced to do that because there was nobody else where they can go pay because we've taken competition out of it in Obamacare. We forced doctors to go work in these hospitals that used to have their own clinics. They did their own thing, and they found out real quick they weren't going to be able to make it the way Barack Obama and the Democrats, once again, the Democrats set it up. It'd be the Democrats come tell you, oh, we screwed y'all, but let me screw y'all again, because that's exactly what they're working toward. And so now look at this, and so now the enhanced subsidies have been dropped, which they should have. And now people's insurance is doubling, tripling, quadrupling, so they're probably going to say, I'm not going to buy insurance anymore. Well, I know all about that because I know Barack Obama, mine's up 700% under Obamacare. That's what the no-account did to me. That's what the no-account Democrats did to me, and they did it to you too. But you went to the exchange, and you thought everything was cool because the government was paying for most of it, actually taxpayers were. And now we had at $40 trillion worth of debt that we have. A lot of it came from this, but people don't realize that. You just can't keep spending money. So people are going to start, they wanted to get to this situation where people are going to start hollering for the top of their lungs. And here's an election coming up. And the Democrats are going to make health care a big, big issue because it's really expensive. But it was really expensive because what the Democrats did and a lack of guts, heart from Republicans is why we're sitting here. The lack of vision, the lack of wanting to fight for this. Trump tried to get it done the first time, but had John McCain gotten away. And because he hate Trump so bad, I'm just going to do it. So if you look at all 50 states, or should I say all the states that have Obamacare, it's gotten too expensive, and people just are not going to be able to buy it anymore. But that's what they wanted to happen. Okay? That's what they wanted to happen. First time we've seen state-level data that shows how much ACA marketplace enrollment truly fell. It's aligned with our expectation, but does show a very steep drop in the number of people on ACA coverage. So they want to happen. Health analysis have kept a close eye on the change ACA enrollment since the expiration of so-called enhanced premium tax credits that was during COVID caused many Americans' monthly health insurance fees to double or triple, forcing some to forego coverage entirely. The subsidies had been a center of the bitter fight. But see, Democrats win the argument because everybody, even people that are conservative, well, I got a bill to buy health care somewhere. I get it. I understand that. I have sympathy for you, but not this. We should have fought this. This should have never been implemented. Health insurance costs have been rising across ACA and other health insurance programs at a time when voters in approaching November elections say affordability is among their top concerns. If you think a government program, a single-payer system, is going to make it cheaper, it's going to make it freedom, choose your doctor, all that stuff will be off the table because you're going to go to a ration care, the government's broke, they're going to spend X amount of dollars on an operation, let's say a kidney operation. And once they spend that money, that's it. They're going to do like these other countries. They're going to move you back 6 months in a year. Cancer, 6 months in a year. This is what it's designed to do. Tell everybody how great it is. Let all the people, including illegals, to get in the system where it take away your choice. It takes away your options. You do what the government tells you to do. What kind of stupid people would allow the government to tell you what to do with health care? Well, all these other countries have. Barack Obama, when they ask him what happens when they watch this plan, what happens when the older people, they get sick? Well, you know, they're older. Just give them some morphine, make them feel better. Is that what you want? That's what's coming. Because we're going to be crying in the streets and vote for the Democrats because they're telling everybody, vote for us. We're going to give you everything you want. Would somebody please show me what country has given their people everything they wanted and they're prospering and happy? Iran, Iraq, Cuba, Venezuela, Russia, China, Europe, name anywhere in the world. None of them are happy. Why do you want to get? That's why running up debt, folks, by the federal government and these politicians, they don't care. If they cared, they would have never got us over $5 trillion worth of debt, and we'd be paying it back. That's what's going to cause a problem. And then inflation because of the running up debt and the spending of money. So this is where we at, folks. This is what happened because of Obamacare. Expanding Medicaid, John Bel Edwards' greatest accomplishment. All we did is make everybody dependent. Not only the poor people that depend on Medicaid dependent, but everybody that bought into the system. Because you and I both know you're middle class like me, and you're working, you go, I can't afford that anymore, but I've been buying it because it's all I could afford. Now, when that's not affordable, what happens? They're going to tell you, hey, do it this way. This is going to be the way to do it. All the other countries do it. All the other countries are poor and inadequate. Look at the people at the World Cup coming over here going, holy cow, look how great it is over to be in America. Look how great it is to be over here. Why are they doing it? Because they were told a lie about America. And they were lied to. They were also lied to by their own people. It's a fact. That's a fact. So, anyway, folks, Obamacare rolls are shrinking. Federal government's going broke. We don't have any adults in the room except Trump that's trying to make a difference. It's incredible. I want you to know that because don't buy into that the government is going to fix it. If they were going to fix it, why hadn't they fixed it? They're going to get rid of all the poor people. Why hadn't they done that? You know how long they've been talking about fixing the border? Forever. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Moon Graffon Show.